The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the traditions of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, the Pharisees knew scriptures pretty well, so they read in the book of Deuteronomy, which we have today for the first reading, that it says about the commandments, "Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence." So far, so good. But you see, the root of sin is when we turn everything around to feed our ego. This commandment of Deuteronomy was meant to give glory to God. When pagans would see a nation that observes the commandments of the Lord, and they will see how they live a new way of life founded on love, respect for one another, especially for the poor and the most vulnerable, the peoples will then understand the presence of God with Israel. But no, the Pharisees saw that and say, if we practice all these things, we will give evidence of our wisdom and intelligence. So they understood it as an opportunity to what? To show off. to make themselves look great in front of all peoples. And not satisfied with that, instead of just following the commandments, they would multiply all kinds of traditions and impose it upon people, knowing full well that people out on the field, the peasants, would not be able to do any of this. And so then they would be the ones who will really stand out, you see, because they lived a very comfortable life. They had access to all this kind of water. Remember, they didn't have running water in those times in the houses. So to have all these kinds of water to do all this washing was not available to simple people like the disciples of Christ. And so they were always looking to see as an opportunity to show themselves off. You see, these people don't follow the law. They are beneath us. That's the sin that the Lord today confronts. And that's why he calls them hypocrites. Ironically, many people today turn this whole reading around just like the Pharisees would do, and they say, you see, all the exterior signs are useless. We don't believe in anything that you have to do exteriorly because Jesus says so. And they miss the whole point. Jesus is not against washing hands. I think it's a pretty good idea, don't you? And having all your cooking instruments clean. I mean, what would the health department think if in a restaurant things were dirty and unsanitary? Would you like to go to a restaurant like that? Of course not. You expect things to be clean as a sign of respect as well. However, the point of Jesus is there's something much more important. The root of all comes from the inside, from the heart. Another example that is easy to understand is the marriage ring. The marriage ring is a beautiful sign. And I hope all you married couples have your wedding ring as a sign of your fidelity and your love for one another. It is a sign, but it would be hypocritical to use the ring and at the same time say, you know, I wear the ring, so it's okay. And then you go on and live in adultery. You see what I'm saying? So the answer is not to remove your ring. The answer is to go inside and live it from the heart and be pure in the heart. And then the exterior is authentic because it reflects the truth that you want to live. It's a very easy to understand teaching. But when our hearts are twisted, then we don't see it. So we pray to the Lord, Lord, help us to understand so that we don't turn everything around like the Pharisees did to feed their own ego. If we try to understand the ways of God with a humble, a childlike heart, then it is accessible to us. May our hearts be pure and sincere, desiring to really repent and change so that all we do is pleasing to Him. And at the same time, may the Lord protect us from the sin of judging others, of murmuring, of gossiping, of seeing things that we don't like and making them into a huge reason to reject others and put people down. If we can help someone, go ahead in private, help the person, but don't talk about the person when they're not there. This is the way of the Lord. The Lord was so grieved by the Pharisees who would not see all the good he was doing. They were missing the kingdom of God that is at hand because they were so caught up in trying to show off how religious and how important they were. What a beautiful teaching the Lord gives us today, and what a challenge for us. The more we love the Lord, the more we empty ourselves of our ego and praise Him and give Him thanks and love one another, the more happy we're going to be, and the easier it will be for us to be led by the Lord to the fullness of happiness. Amen.